I've just heard a story that rings in my ears. It's one of the saddest a soul ever hears. To think of it makes me break out into tears. It deals with a man and his mate. Mother Eve in the Garden of Eden heard the serpent the same as this lass. And this girl might have turned from temptation except for a terrible snake in the grass. Shame on the man who pursued her, the villain who viciously wooed her. She fell in a faint, so he pulled out his paint, and the first thing she knew, he tattooed her. Her downfall began as an innocent thing. Her husband went off to go fishing one spring, so she joined her girlfriends to go on a fling. They all went to bathe at the beach. Then this artist came up with his paint pot, and his needle to toy with her calf. She allowed him to tinker. He painted a fiend who was sawing a woman in half. Shame on the man who pursued her, the villain who viciously wooed her. She fell in a faint, so he pulled out his pain, and the first thing she knew, he tattooed her.
And the first thing she knew, he tattooed her.
The girl wasn't bright, and the fellow was smart, and now that he'd made such a favorable start, he made her believe she was helping his art. They met every day after that. Never once did she think that he loved her.
He loved her.
Nor did she think that he'd do her harm. Till the day that he tattooed in red, white, and blue, and he wrote, "I love you" on her arm. Shame on the man who pursued her. Ellen viciously wooed her. She fell in a faint, so he pulled out his pain, and the first thing she knew, he tattooed her.
And the first thing she knew, he tattooed her.
Her husband came home, and they instantly kissed. His eyes read the writing from elbow to wrist. He foamed at the mouth, and eventually hissed. His rage drove him utterly nuts. She was hurt by his attitude deeply, and hysterically started to laugh. So she pulled down her stocking and showed him the beast who was sawing a woman in half.
Shame on the man who pursued her, the villain who viciously wooed her. Fell in a faint, so I pulled out his feet, and the first thing she knew, he tattooed her.
And the first thing she knew, he tattooed her.
No chance did she have to explain things for them. He yelled, "Never dampen my bath mat again." So now she gets tattooed whenever she can. She works in a circus for pay, and her soft epidermis is painted, with the pictures of sailors and such. And if you have a needle, you too can tattoo on the skin that they all love to touch.
Shame on the man who pursued her, the villain who viciously wooed her.